100 new buses have been inaugurated for the Metro Mass Transit Limited in Accra. What is unique about this is that the buses were purchased with funds from the coffers of the organization. The Vice President John Mahama, who inaugurated the buses at the cost of $11 million, urged the private sector to move into mass transit transportation. This, he said, will encourage healthy competition in the country's transport sector. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
The Metro Mass Transit Limited was introduced during the previous administration to offer moderate, safe, convenient and swift service to the travelling populace. School children were particularly offered free ride to and from school. Even though for some time now the organization has been saddled with issues of debt and mismanagement, measures have been taken to revamp it. A testimony of this is the purchase of these buses by the organization. The buses will be distributed to all the regions of the country. Vice President John Mahama commended the Metro Mass Transit Limited for their smooth operation, describing them as a symbol of continuity of governance. Being the first to benefit from the rapid bus transit system to start soon, the Vice President urged them to improve their assistance to the disabled by introducing low-floor buses for easy access. He also spoke of government's plans for public transport system as part of the China Development Bank loan facility.
Of the subsidiary agreements that were signed, there's one that people don't know much about. It is called the Accra Intelligent Traffic Management System. Now, this is a system that is going to be put in place with a control room where people are going to be trained. They will have cameras. They will be able to see every part of the city and where traffic has built up and there's congestion. They are going to be able to adjust the traffic lights so that it makes the traffic flow more easily than it should. But it has its other side too. There will be cameras on the traffic lights, and if you jump a red light, the camera will take a picture of your registration number. As we try to build up the fleet of Metro Mass Transit, we want you to handle the buses safely so that the company can earn more money to be able to increase the fleet.
The Deputy Minister of Transport, Jifa Tivo, challenged management to spread the success story by independently purchasing more buses.
The success story of Metro Mass is unprecedented. Under a very dynamic board and inspirational management with a visionary government can be described as one state institution that is flourishing. As a ministry, we can only congratulate every single individual who has played a part in this great achievement. We will continue to watch, however, with keen interest, your performance in the months ahead. This is an event which is meant to showcase the volume of contribution which Metro Mass is giving to the economy that is moving the nation, which is also its mantra.
Providing 4,000 direct jobs, the managing director of the Metro Mass, Maxwell Ewuku, said the organization looks forward to employing more hands, especially female drivers. Statistics have shown that female drivers cause less accidents than their male counterparts. He said the public should have growing confidence in state-owned organizations and move away from politicizing their achievements.
Today, a buoyant MMT is what can be seen on the landscape of Ghana. Sadly though, certain individuals refuse to see the strides Metro Mass has made since 2009. This is completely misplaced. We strongly believe that government deserves a big pat on its back for the positive manner in which it has brought Metro Mass back on its feet. Its support in all jurisdictions is commendable, and that should be blown to the rooftops.
With a fleet of about 1,000 buses and 15 depots, Metro Mass hopes to expand into other remote areas of the country.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.